Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. In my eternal quest for smart homes, security is often part of the goal. Previously, I covered alarm systems, but these days, cameras are a vital part of a comprehensive deal. I was given two cameras to test recently, the Tapo C210 and C310 models. Today, I'll first cover the C210. The device is part of the TP-Link family of goods and is a proper, reputable brand. Now, there are plenty of no-name brand options out there. And all I can say is caveat emptor, because at a recommended retail price of 889 Rand, including VAT, I would suggest there is no reason to go for a no name and get an untrusted product. The differential just isn't big enough. So what do we have? Simply put, it's a camera and mount a USB cable and a charger. That's it. That's all you get in the box. You connect the app, you follow the instructions, you mount it if needed, and add a CF card if you want. That's it. It's installed. Seamless and easy. Now, this is a indoor camera and it has a motor. So what it'll do is it'll scan the environment and using AI to identify people and will send alerts when wanted on easily set schedules. Once it's honed in on your visitor, it can be programmed to follow them around with one or two-way communication, letting you know it just works. Onto the C310 then. And now this is an infrared and Wi-Fi enabled outdoor camera. Simple as. It does require wall mounting. The supplied wall wart power box needs to be led outside from a power point inside, which is the only real challenge with it. It also has another socket, which is water resistant and takes your network cable, which I must say I never used. I used it purely on Wi-Fi and it worked just fine. It does not support PoE, if you were wondering. Now, the weatherproof camera is ultra-high def and just works. And other than the lack of motorization, is much the same as the 210 indoor unit. Two-way comms are there, and it'll set you back about 1,150 Rand. The take-home on these is the images are great, even in the pitch dark. You don't need a subscription if you record to CF cards, but the subscription models for cloud storage is so affordable, it's not an issue. And the upfront cost so super affordable and their warranty is good. The only caveat I can have is they don't easily share live images to Apple Home, but they do so to Google and Alexa. And of course, you have the app on your device and you can do automations on the app, but I'm talking about being in a more universal environment, which is getting more and more common with these kind of devices. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just to comment, and that was the Tech Talk Tapo C210 and C310. Otherwise, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, find me at David Dondi on those social media channels, and that's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.